welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to talk a little bit about something that I saw in my recent read-through of the scriptures. So right now I'm reading the New King James. I'm just approaching the end of that daily Bible that we did a brief discussion on the other day. And what I wanted to talk about is I found one section here which caught my attention, maybe because the New King James uses a slightly different word. And this is about the end times, the falling away, and the apostasy. And so what I looked at here is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come until the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. And so when I got to this point, I looked around and I said, that's an interesting word, the falling away. Because the falling away definitely has this connotation of we have a church, but people are leaving the church. This is interesting because I talked a couple weeks ago about the United Methodist Church making their blasphemous decision, and I told people, hey, you need to get out of that denomination immediately. And indeed, the largest subsection of that denomination took off, over 10% of it. 1 million or so people, I think it was an African group of the United Methodists, they left, which was 10% of their whole global population. Now, I started looking and different translations use a different word. And I thought this was interesting because it begs a question. So the Complete Jewish Bible, we did a review on that one. Holman, NASB, presumably Legacy Standard, these all use the word apostasy. And that's, of course, what I just read here. Looking at it again, it says, I'm in the NASB here, it will not come until the apostasy comes first. Now, King James, New King James, and I think a couple other ones use the word falling away. I didn't list all those. The Net Bible, New Living Translation, NIV, ESV all use the word rebellion. Now, what I looked at is this difference. What is the difference between an apostasy, a falling away, and a rebellion? I don't like that word rebellion. This doesn't have anything to do with, oh, the NIV is horrible. No, it's just I don't think it's a real good word because rebellion carries with it this connotation. This is an army against God. That's what we generally see the word rebellion tied to. Now, if you look at apostasy and falling away, a falling away is just like a complacent just leaving, and apostasy is an actual turning against God. So maybe apostasy and rebellion might be more closely tied. Those might be more active fighting against God, whereas the word falling away is just, I'm just bored and, you know, I'm bored and church is getting boring. Let's just walk away from it. And that's where I think that the connotation is. Is this an army against God, or is this just people turning their backs against God? So as we look at the different translations, we have to look at other places in the scripture to find our general answer. And as I looked at one extra verse from 1 Timothy 4:1, this one says in the NASB, the Spirit explicitly says that in later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to the deceitful spirits and the doctrines of demons. Now, every single translation I just mentioned, Complete Jewish Bible, Holman, NESB, King James, New King James, ESV, NIV, NET, NLT, probably all of the other ones, they all completely agree on that phrase. Obviously using slightly different words, but every single one of them says there will be a falling away as people pay attention to the deceitful spirits and the doctrines of demons. And the only one that was odd was the Message. It just said, things will happen like different from this. Literally, it's like, how'd you get that? I don't know. Didn't make any sense. But anyway, the Message doesn't make any sense. So that's all good. So the context, remember, if we have an unclear passage of scripture, we have to look at other places of scripture to find where we can get the clarity. Every single one of these talking about the same thing, at the end times, there will be a great falling away. Every translation agrees with that. So I like the idea of there's going to come a time when many people are going to walk away from the faith. Now, apostasy is more of an active walking away from the faith. I'd say falling away is just a passive falling away. Hey, I'm bored, it's Sunday, and I want to sleep in, is quite a bit different than going and attending an atheist lecture and telling people how stupid God is. We do see both of that in this modern age. Look at how many of these high-profile preachers who were really good preachers. I think Joshua Harris was one of them who just completely became apostate, walked away, and is now doing books and conferences about how to walk away from the church. I'm sorry, there's a special layer in hell for apostates, my friend, and you are very rapidly building a very large concrete millstone by which Jesus will ping you on into the sea. Reference that verse about whoever makes one of these stumble, it is better for them to have a millstone cast around their neck to be cast into the sea. All right, but what we see is there will be a falling away. Now, this got me to think about our current model of church, where we have this very popular idea of this pre-tribulation rapture, which doesn't actually make a lot of sense with the whole of Scripture, but it is popular and it has been popularized. Unfortunately, I don't split hairs or doctrines over it. I just don't find it anywhere in Scripture. There's a couple verses which might seem to suggest it if you twist the things a little out of context. But it appears many people in this viewpoint says that many are going to abandon the church, is what the Scripture seems to say, whereas the modern church seems to suggest this church gets bigger and bigger and builds up and builds up, and all of a sudden the church just disappears and then the world descends into chaos. The problem is the Scripture paints a picture over and over and over of the opposite. As the end appears, many will abandon the faith, not just have this huge conglomeration of people all raptured in. You know, you gotta go to church every single time the doors are open. So if the rapture happens, you know there's just this instant flow right from the church right up into heaven, right? As long as you're in the confines of that wall, it's like a portal goes right on. Now, that's a bunch of nonsense. All right, but what happens is there's going to be a time when the church becomes more under attack. People don't really believe God. They were there for the social club aspect. They weren't there because they really believe God. And when times get tough and people start focusing on the church and calling them the enemy, a lot of people are just going to walk away from that. And that's the thing we see. So what happens is people will abandon the faith. And then as this great falling away occurs, that's when we see this man of lawlessness. So this is when we get into the Daniel sections. So the church will not grow stronger until the rapture. It will fall away until such time that due to a weak faith and our complacency, our physical churches will die off. And the few strong, faithful remnant who truly believe in Christ, who truly dedicate themselves to the study and the practice and the outliving of Scripture, those are going to be the ones who are saved. Over and over, the Scripture says, those who persevere to the end will be saved. What are you persevering through if everything becomes good and good and good and big, huge, amazing churches of awesomeness happen and all of a sudden, poof, you're just magically transported away before anything bad ever happens? The Scripture paints us such a different picture of that. You, looking at the sections in, is it Matthew 23, I believe, where he's going in, or is it 24, where he's going in and talking about the, you know, things coming at the end of times. Hope it doesn't come in the winter, because you're going to be traveling a lot. You're going to be hiding a lot. You're going to be doing a lot of these things. Now, obviously, the pre-tribbers listening will be able to say, well, my pastor says that verse is about this, that verse is about that. That's the point. There is a massive discussion in the world and right now in the church about these issues. And as I look through the Scriptures more and more and more, I cannot find this pre-tribulation rapture where everything is great and the church grows in these amazing numbers. We got billions and billions of people and all of a sudden the church is raptured and then the whole world goes into chaos. Scripture paints a very different picture. A very different picture. Taking the whole of Scripture, you're looking at Zechariah, you're looking at Daniel, you're looking at the Gospels, you're looking at the epistles, particularly 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, you're looking at Peter, you're looking at Jude. Over and over and over, they paint a picture where there's going to be repeated falling aways. There are going to be apostasies. There's going to be people walking away from the church. And then after all this happens, the man of lawlessness as revealed. So I think that what we're seeing right now is probably not the beginning of the tribulation period necessarily, although it could be. It's very possible we may not know when the start of that period is until hindsight happens. We might have to look back and say, wow, maybe it was around this point in time. Maybe it was this point in time. Maybe it's something that it's just this minor little thing. It's like that point of conception that nobody can really spot, that God knows precisely when it is, that you can only discern in hindsight. Maybe that's a possibility. But what we do see over and over is there will be a massive falling away by people who reject God. They reject the Bible, they reject church, and they reject anything having to do with the Christian life. Do not be numbered among those people. Remain faithful to the end, and if you see the whole world falling apart and descending into sheer tribulation, just understand, maybe that pre-trib rapture may not have been the thing, because maybe the scripture tells us over and over, hey, there is a man of lawlessness that will only be revealed after a great falling away, not after a great mystery, all the Christians have disappeared. That's my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts about these in the comments down below. Thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.